The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us.
Okay, okay. Yes. That's right, guys.
No, he just said that's wrong.
You're tuned into the National Intel Report. I am your host, V, along with Peter Serafin, also hosting. And we're having a tremendous time tonight. Well, for me, it's tonight. For you guys, it's just entering into the evening here.
Yeah, it's like 1 a.m. where you are, isn't it?
Yeah, just reached 1 a.m. I still have to do a show after this. Can you believe that?
You know, this is like complete role reversal of me staying up until 1 o'clock to do your show last night.
Exactly. You know, I ended up calling at 10 o'clock this morning because it was 5 o'clock my time. I was like, wait, what the hell am I doing?
Oops.
Whoops. I don't know. I think we might end up replaying this show for later on tonight, just in case my normal listeners didn't get to hear me on this hour. So, you know what? Yeah. I need my weekend. I'm sorry, guys. I do. I slaved all week. I'm still battling some health issues, and I need to get to this weekend as fast as humanly possible. So, you know what? I think doing the National Intel Report on Fridays is probably the better way to go. Yeah. So anyhow, let's go ahead and do you want to hit the phone lines or start a new topic? Because these guys will take it away no matter what.
Hey, well, you know, they've been on hold for a couple of minutes. Let's bring
Let's go with Pat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's go with Pat. Fort Worth, 9-1. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
The caller you were just talking to, they sound like they're legal, but they forgot the law that they need to be obeying, which is the law of God. Everybody's thrown God out of America. They don't want him here. So there's got to be very few people left in America because God is in control.
Hey, I'm not a very religious guy, but I know that the Bible says that God's law is stamped on the hearts of man. And what he was talking about, well, it certainly affected my heart. So I'm going to say that it's wrong.
Well, you know, unless you have a pharaoh dictator saying, let it be written. You got to follow man's law, too.
No, well, a lot of people, Christians, have gone the wrong way because they say that about the Bible. And that the Bible says that you have to obey the laws because they're meant for your good. Really? Come on.
You know, Pat, listen, I think I've told you about this once, but you remind me of a lady I used to date. I used to cut the grass and do maintenance around the house. And she got me a six pack one day, and she was just—I was just her new buddy. Let's just say that. And all she could talk about was God, government, and gold. And if Bush said it, then it's out of the word of God. You know, it's just when you have that mentality of money, God, and government, and that's the only three things you talk about.
When we get to heaven, it's going to be worse than calling a talk show. it's gonna, I mean, you're not going to be able up there to say, anybody made me do it.
Well, I'm trying to make a distinction here because...
Anybody made me do anything. God's going to say, well, why didn't you follow my word?
Right.
So you are willing to make the distinction that man can be wrong and God's law is better.
Come on. You think somebody would bother to create people and put up with us like he has for all these years? All these years, and who knows how many they have been, and let them destroy everything he's created? And so, you know, there are more people alive now than ever died, and God's lonely up there, because the Bible says it. Broad is the way that leads to hell and destruction, and narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. How many people do you think are up there?
Well, you just said less than people.
That is very sad. And the Bible says that God, hell enlarges itself daily. It is probably over there under the frozen part of Russia, because when it starts melting, they'll say global warming, but the truth is it's getting bigger and bigger and melting itself larger and larger for everybody that doesn't want to obey God or try.
At least try.
Uh-huh. Don't be proud of saying I'm not religious.
I'm not proud of it. I'm not a biblical scholar. I'll tell you, I'm not a religious man, but I know enough to know that, you know, things that are wrong are wrong. It has nothing to do with the government of man that makes them wrong.
Well, how are you going to teach a child what is wrong with the schools if people know what's right and what's wrong? I don't think so. I think they don't even know what they're doing. But if we just keep on pressing God and Jesus, no matter what they call him, Yeshua, whatever, and stop talking about who did what, who may do what, and just say, what is what? Let me just read it. And Adam, I'll say King James Version, you know, because there have been a thousand reasons people have changed the others and taken out anything had to do with homosexuality, that sort of thing. So, King James Version, just read it for yourself and then decide what to do.
Right.
And then you won't have to say, well, I had a bad life when I was a child and I'm ruined forever. Not really. Jesus didn't take 49 stripes with a cat of nine tails, if anybody knows what that is. And believe me, we've already talked about this. He couldn't recognize him. He was so beat up. And he wouldn't have done that for nothing, but he said it was for our healing. As healing emotionally, psychiatrically, physically. Why don't we want to believe him?
Right. We've all had our hard times. We can't use our past as an excuse to be bad human beings as adults.
No.
Pat, I greatly appreciate your call, but we're starting to piling up behind you.
I want to say one more thing, Lee.
Okay.
Lee?
Yes?
Why do you think God made you the caller you are? You think he didn't know anything about who you were and who you were going to be? And the influence you're going to have on the world?
I think there's great value in climbing up and having success, you know, conquering thine enemies. You know, there's great value in that. It's definitely shaped the kind of person that I am. And
I never thought about the experiences that you've had that other people haven't had. That's what I try to tell people. How do you know that the fact that the experience that you have is not going to be so helpful to you down the road? But it wouldn't have happened if you made yourself like you thought you would have liked to be, or you say, well, if I'd have been this color or that color or that race or that whatever, I'd be better off. How do you know that?
I've never been like that. I've always been proud. I come from a proud family, proud You know, you're talking to a former. You're talking to a former general of the Black Panthers here. I've always been proud of black. I've never ever wanted to be white.
Pride is a bad word. Pride is a bad word.
Okay. Well, anyhow, Pat, we have to get to the other callers on the line here. But I want to thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
You're always a sweetheart. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat.
But yeah, so we got Scott. Yeah. Hey, okay, you're gonna have fun with this one.
Wait, before we get to Scott, I know why God made you black.
Oh yes. There's some people out there with theories. The curse of Ham. Nope. Last time I looked, I'm pretty dark. I don't look pinkish.
I think he just didn't want you to have to deal with sunburn. Hey, you got to add some levity and some humor to shows like this. Otherwise, your blood pressure boils over and your head explodes and all that kind of stuff. Throw a joke in every now and then. Let's have some fun. All right, yeah, Scott in Arizona on line 3. How you doing, Scott?
Pretty good. The guy was talking about guns. My grandfather's brother bought his first gun at 9 years old, and he didn't have permission from his parents or anybody else. The guy at the counter decided to sell it to him. And so you go to the bar, you had to be able to look over the bar, and then it was up to the bartender whether he'd serve you liquor or not. So since the 30s, they've taken all our freedoms. There's no illegal guns. A gun's a piece of metal. You know, any gun's illegal. Well, this is just communism gone berserk, gone Bolshevik. That's what it is. They got everybody brainwashed that these laws are even laws. They're not even laws.
We've got these people in our government that say no right is absolute. Really? No right is absolute. Shall not be
infringed. Right,
sounds pretty absolute to me. It doesn't say, you know, the Second Amendment doesn't say, well, a militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed unless you're under 21 or there's a global pandemic or somebody invents a gun that shoots really, really fast. Or if...
Right.
Well, and see, the thing is, our constitutional rights are being violated constantly, and people just don't understand. Okay, for example, you have the Fourth Amendment. You know, you're not supposed to have any government or any kind of military presence in your home.
According
Surely.
To
the third. Okay, so what do we have all around us? Okay, Wi-Fi, cell phones, you know, these laptops, they're all bringing in surveillance. They're all listening to you. Each and every one of them, in order for them to work over the internet, has to have government certs. I remember when I used to get Obama phones. And I would go through the certs, and oh my God, they would load up DOD certs on me. Like, you know, 12, 15 DOD certs. Oh, that's why I've got a drone hovering over my head everywhere I go in this town.
What do you think George Orwell would have said back in the 1940s when he wrote 1984? What do you think he would have said at the idea if you would have said, well, you know, by 2020, people will be inviting Big Brother into their home?
Yeah.
Well, great. I don't know. We're going to find out who can grow their own food here pretty soon, it looks like. There's so many people dependent on that store. They're going to starve or take some chemicals.
Well, no, because the people that start growing their own food, for these individuals, they're just going to go straight to jail. I don't know too many places where it's legal to grow food in your backyard, which is ridiculous by itself. Forget having guns for a minute. They will arrest you if you have a garden in your backyard with food. My grandmother, I remember visiting my grandmother in Miami, And oh my God, what vacations I would have, you know, going to Orlando, Florida, you know, fishing on my uncle's yacht. It's just spectacular times. But I'd be at my grandmother's house. My favorite place to be was laying about in she had two lime trees. Well, actually, one was a lemon tree, one was a lime tree. And I would just lay in those trees and eat these things, peel and eat these things for hours. I loved it. Next thing I know, the county is coming down on her, the local government's coming down on her, telling her she has to chop them down. And my sweet, poor old grandmother, she just didn't know any better. She complied. It made me upset, made my dad upset. My dad said, why didn't you tell me something? I would have went there and fought the government. You could have kept your trees. But my grandmother didn't know any better. Especially as she gets older, she's, you know, these things just don't matter. But, yeah. And they're just coming down on people. And I thought as a 9-year-old, I'm thinking the government doesn't want us to have food.
Well, how many municipalities?
Well, that's their greatest weapon right now.
Yeah. And how many municipalities out there have rules against collecting rainwater?
Yes. Well, they don't want you to have the evidence of the chemtrails.
It's crazy. Our government wants to regulate absolutely everything, including things that fall free from the sky.
Free from the sky, yeah. If you were to take that bucket or whatever and get it analyzed, you would find all the stuff they're dumping on us in the chemtrails. You know, people talk about the snow that doesn't burn, things like that. This is all this artificial crap that they're dumping on us because they need aluminum inside of our bodies so much. And that's a whole different thing I won't get into till we have time. Scott, did you have anything else for us?
That's good. Catch you guys later.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Misty. I guess she's in the country. July 5. You live in the United States. That's great. Thank you. All right.
Unlike
okay,
my co-host.
What I wanted to... Y'all are very, very refreshing.
Why, thank you.
I mean, seriously. It seems like y'all probably about the age of my son. My granddaughter's fixing to turn 18. And it seems like y'all truly understand. You understand about the admiralty court. You understand that is not the people's court, the common law. You understand the Bill of Rights.
Right.
That's where
your generation needs to keep truly understanding their authority. And I just also wanted to say, you know, I'm pushing 60, and that pervert that came on, see, we would have dealt with that shit differently. I'm sorry.
Whoa. Let's keep it clean.
Sorry. It is what it is. I'm one of them mamas. You know.
Hold on for a second, Misty. I have to ask.
Go ahead.
You seem to have classified V and I into an age group in your mind.
I'm sorry?
How old do you think we are? Just out of curiosity, this could be fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how old do you think I am?
Shoot, I'm in, I would say honestly, I'm in my mid-30s.
Okay.
Mentally.
All right.
Maybe not physically.
But you talked about V and I, you kind of grouped us into an age group. Like you thought, you know, you said we were refreshing. How old do you think we are?
I think y'all are in your early mid-40s. Somebody's got six kids.
That's me.
There you go.
I have six children. I'm 49, so not too bad for a guess for me. However, V's a tad bit younger than I am.
Well, you know, I've always been told.
You got this crazy dude talking about law and talking about our law is the common law, is the Bill of Rights. That's our law. Everything else is different. That's their admiralty. That's wrong.
We have
to take back our law. But anyway,
Misty,
like
can you hear me?
Back in the day, people like that,
think she
they
can hear
didn't
me.
Handle quick.
Hold on, Misty. Can you hear me? Okay, hold on. I'm trying to bridge the gap here. I'm trying to get the younger generation involved in, you know, what you boomers are talking about, all right?
Hey, no.
I'm only 36 years old. I've been on the station since I was, how long have I been on the station, Mike? 3-4 years, maybe longer? So I'm... That's okay, though. You know, coming on here at the age of 32, talking about what I know. Mm-hmm. I grew up around older people. All my friends have always been older. All my business partners are in their 60s. So I gravitate towards that. You know, everybody calls me an old soul. I've always been told I was born 30 years too late. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got the gray hair. I probably have more gray hair than my partner here. I don't know.
I keep mine short enough that you can't tell how much of it is gray.
So,
I'm just like you. See, I don't hang out with my age group very much. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I hope you didn't take it like just because of age I'm going there. No, not at all. Because I look at like I say, y'all are the ones that are going to protect this, the next step in this country, right?
I'm hoping. I'm trying.
I'm trying to bridge the gap. I'm trying to get the younger crowd in here. And that's why we have a social network, which I'm going to take a second to plug, TLBTalk.com. TLBTalk.com, free speech social network. I know we got a lot of boomers there too, but it's going to be a cool, hip happening place here soon, especially when I get some of my representatives to street team for me. So that's the place we all have to meet. You know, it's not just about this network. It's about all the networks that we can throw together. I think we may need some sort of a image rehaul here, because I know Republic Broadcasting Network, that just spells out boomers.
Hey, you know what, though? That's something else I wouldn't mind talking about.
You know,
tonight.
That's wrong, because, I mean, you're... Okay, who's labeling who here, dude? Huh?
What?
Y'all are refreshing...
Yes,
we're not
yes.
a theology, so it's not God's going to beat you down. I agree with, you know, you walk in, I agree. I'm just saying I agree with everything y'all are saying. My blood pressure got up twice, you know, because of the first dude and then the girl that always preaches theology. This country isn't founded on theology.
But you have to admit there is a theological element to the founding of our country. You know,
it's not
founded on theology, but there is an element there. So,
I agree. Anyway, if y'all got other callers, I just want to say y'all are refreshing. Are y'all going to be on every Friday this time?
From the looks of it, I do believe Mike has myself scheduled every Friday. I do believe if Peter wants to join me, he's definitely more than welcome.
Yeah,
we'll leave that up to him.
I hope he does. This is good show.
My wife
keep
wouldn't
doing
like
doing what
this,
you're doing,
this,
dude.
This is my day off of work, and the fact that I'm spending 2 hours in my studio without her, she's not real happy about that. So I can get away with it every once in a while, but not every week.
She's so lovey-dovey. I'm so happy for you.
Me too. I have a wonderful life because of a wonderful wife. It's amazing.
Wonderful wife makes for a wonderful life. Indeed. I love it. All right. Yeah, so I want to...
Thank you very much, Misty.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. There's a topic that we must touch on before we end this show. You teased me on it a few times. Don't we have to talk about conspiracies?
Oh, now? We do. And we're running out of time, aren't we?
Well, we got 5 minutes, 4 minutes to break. I guess we could tease it some more, but
okay, wait.
I'd like to finish off the show on it. So
I get a better idea. Let's, for the next 4 minutes, the end of this segment, before the next commercial break, we can talk about what would make republicbroadcasting.org a better user experience for the people that go there and look at our website, just so that we can get some feedback for all of you leadership folks who are currently in the process of rebuilding the website. And then when we come back from the break, we'll jump into my idea about conspiracy theories and see how many heads we can make explode.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, so as a user of republicbroadcasting.org, I'm going to say that as many times as possible as well. One of the things that I miss as compared to other websites out there is a forum page or a chat room or something like that. Some place where a listener, maybe they don't want to call, but they have a little something that they want to say. Something they could type in and we as hosts could see it on a screen and decide whether or not we want to talk about it. And maybe even allow the listeners to chat back and forth.
Okay, so you're talking about Super Chat?
I don't know, just a chat, a forum page, something, you know, at republicbroadcasting.org, where listeners can interact and hosts can join the conversation.
Yeah, we got that covered.
Okay.
Tillbytalk.com.
No, I get that. Okay, then build a you know, embed feature to put TLB Talk into there. Just a place where they can do it from republicbroadcasting.org is kind of what I was getting at. Hey, you know anything about marketing, anything about, you want to keep your people on your website as long as possible and not send them to other websites.
Well, so, the thing is, I've got the professionals. I've got the people that can do things. The problem is we need more support from listeners.
Financial support.
Right. Well, trust me, I've got redesigns for the websites like crazy. For it to be implemented, for it to be done, we need, again, some more audience participation and becoming more a part of the network, not just financially, but, you know, in any other ways that you can donate and support us. You got a car that you want to donate, you know, donate it to us. Give us that old junker in your front. In front lawn, give us a—I don't know—you got a dilapidated house on some property, you know? Donate it to us. Let's squeeze every bit.
You're just looking for a house to move back to the States so you can get out of that Poland place.
Oh no! I got plenty of places to go to when I come back. You know, and see, that's the funny thing too, because being a homeless vet when I was. Back in those days, you know, life was just all, it was a struggle. But becoming a media personality, it's like, over the past years, people are just begging me to come back to the States. I've been offered a house and a studio on multiple occasions. People want me to come and stay with them for a while and do things in their town. I've been invited everywhere. So it's really funny when people start offering you their daughters.
Well, I've got extra bedrooms, but you can't have my daughters.
Well, you know, these people of extra faiths that I won't name. But anyways,
we need
more. We got.
You're saying so. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Click that donate button. Give what you can because free speech is not free.
Exactly.
Great time for Republic Broadcasting Network. Be back in just a few minutes.
All right. Yeah, nailed it.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for staying tuned. I know you guys are enjoying the show. This is fun today. I'm glad to have Peter Seraphim here with us. And we are just, you know, all over the place. It seems like you listeners are appreciating it. And, you know, this is something that we can do every once in a while. I'm serious about doing this Friday block just so I can, you know, have a early weekend. That's become a great idea. I'm glad, I'm a genius when I'm on air. I love it. So we can talk about something that you brought up to me last night, a couple nights ago, something. Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theories.
Because you don't think we should be caring about conspiracy theories. Is that what you're getting at?
That's the general idea, but I not caring about them, it might be a bit of an overstatement, I guess you could say. All right. Okay. So I listen to RBN. I listen while I'm at work. And from show to show, you get, you know, different things. And you know, there's a show out there. I'm not going to name any of these shows, by the way. There's a show out there that seems to have the idea that, you know, the Jews and Israelites are, you know, the people in charge of the world. And then I've heard other people say that, you know, the Illuminati or the Freemasons or the, I don't know, some other global cabal or the World Economic Forum. Like all of these people, listeners and hosts included, of all these different shows, they all have these different conspiracy theories of who's really in charge of not only the United States government, but, you know, the world in general. Yeah, who cares? Is kind of where I'm getting at. Does it really matter? Does it matter if it's a Freemason or the Jews, or does it matter if the Illuminati or the World Economic Forum or some cabal of all of them, you know, intermingled? Does it really matter who is the invisible hand puppet master behind the scenes, pulling the strings, doing the jobs? I don't think it does. I don't think who those people are is nearly important as to how to combat them, how to fix it. Because the how to fix it answers are all the same no matter who those people are. And the how to fix it, I'm a believer in the we got to fix America before we even attempt to try to fix the rest of the world. The whole, you know, Jesus, take the timber out of your eyes before you try to take the splinter out of your neighbor eye thing. We can't be fixing the rest of the world when our system is so clearly broken. So who's in charge? Well, it doesn't matter. The answer is the Constitution. The answer is getting back to a constitutional government. Oh, the Jews won't let that happen. Well, that's why you need to get enough people in powerful places that believe in the Constitution and the limited government and the principles of our founding fathers to make that happen. But the Freemasons have all the levers and the Constitution is a Freemason's document to begin with. I don't care who, honestly, who wrote the Constitution. Forget who wrote it. Forget what organization may be involved. Just read the document and what rules and restrictions are in there. It's pretty darn close to perfect, regardless of who the author was. We on the right side, and especially on the far right, which I consider, when anybody asks me my political affiliation, they're like, oh, well, you're a Republican, aren't you? I'm like, I am so far to the right of the Republicans, they might as well be socialist. So especially those of us on the right and the far right, we spend a lot of time and energy investigating these conspiracies about, you know, who's really in charge. If we put half of that energy into getting the right people into the jobs that can change it, I think it would be tremendously helpful, far more helpful than the conspiracy research itself. And these conspiracy theories divide us. Just like our government tries to divide us. The government tries to divide us by, you know, color and financial status and all of these other kinds of things. These conspiracy theories divide us by what we believe. You know, one guy says, well, the Constitution doesn't matter anymore because in the 1860s, we were a bankrupt corporation and we were bought out by the City of London. Yeah, no, that doesn't work. That's not how it works, because if you read the Constitution, Article 7 says that it's an agreement between the states and is only ratified with the states. Therefore, it's kind of like a corporation. And even if the board of directors wants to sell a company, they still have to get the buy-in from the shareholders. And in our constitutional example here, the shareholders would be the states. Did the states agree to that sale? If not, it's null and void. So again, conspiracy theory that doesn't really matter, get back to the Constitution.
Okay, well, so let me put it to you like this, as an example. I knew a guy who had this girlfriend, and he hated his girlfriend's father. Something he would do to try to piss him off, to occupy him, piss him off, something he would do, he would mess with the plumbing. He, loosen up something here, something there, around the house. He'll break a pipe here and there. But every time he came back over, everything was fixed. He started to wonder to himself, why am I not doing any damage here? Why? Oh, he just found out the daughter's, his girlfriend, the father's, oh, he's a plumber. So, knowing who you're going up against is valuable information, I think.
It has value. It does have some value, but you also have to look at the fact that, okay, yeah, so he's a plumber, but, you know, if you had blown the toilet up, the plumber still has to go buy a new toilet.
I agree. But nobody's willing to be a so-called terrorist. Okay.
I use that example. You're talking about the guy breaking stuff. I mean, if he's breaking stuff, he's breaking stuff. So maybe he just wasn't breaking the right thing that was inconvenient enough to the plumber. But the answer is the Constitution.
Right.
Does it matter who's trying to take your rights away when you can use the Constitution as the backdrop? And this also kind of ties back into to something an earlier caller mentioned, which was lawyers. And I believe that lawyers are a huge part of the problem. We can get to that in just a minute. But
I don't think it's the lawyers. I think it's the Bar Association.
Yeah.
And you have this exclusive club that can only do something. You've got a problem.
Yeah, it's still just
we need people to be able to participate in any form of government, not have any locked doors and things like that. People need to be able to speak up, speak out. Even when Congress is having a meeting, there should be an entire section in the back with people bringing up their own points.
Yeah, we do.
Regular civilian
meetings in Washington, D.C. I'll tell you what I mean by I think the lawyers are the problem. First, what do you think Frank has to say from Tennessee?
Frank, line three, Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hey, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Hello?
Go ahead, Frank. Hey, you got a question or comment for us?
I hate to not be in line with that chain of things that you were just saying, because it's very important. However, about 20 minutes ago, your guest said that we have to inject some humor and levity, and I've been wanting to say this for a month or two now.
Okay.
It concerns Pat in Fort Worth, but I'm not making fun of her, okay? But I would hope that everybody could see the levity in this. But let me preface this by saying that Pat goes toe to toe with every RBN host in here, and she does it respectfully, and she doesn't interrupt like some of the other people in college and stuff does. So, okay, this is my levity right here. It's not a joke, but I wish that Mike or somebody could record her saying, "What in the world is an ease off drop and lift?" And put that, superimpose that onto the existing commercial, providing the sponsor would, you know, allow to it. I think her voice sounds so much like the lady in the commercial, and I love her to death. I love Pat. I really do, but I just wish I could hear her say that. What in the world is an Azoff dropping lift? I'll just end the night and wish you guys a good weekend by one last joke, if I could. What do you call a Ukrainian rescue helicopter?
Borrowed property? I don't know.
You call it an Azoff drop and lift.
Oh!
Okay. I'm just gonna, okay, I hate it. I mean, I'm not trying to knock on the sponsors or anything.
Mike should be ready with the symbols.
I was looking for my rim shot button, and it took
for
me
the
too
last
long
few
to find
years.
It. Oh, crap. Sorry about that. I was looking for my rim shot
button.
It took me too long. Thank you very much.
God bless. Good night. I love y'all,
Thank
RBN.
You very much.
If you can make her say that, I'll give RBN $75.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, see? Now that's
I was talking about. I was going to say 50, but I'm like up it a little bit, you know?
Hey, Mike, call her back. Call back Pat in Texas and get her to say, what in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Right. If you can put that on the commercial, that would be so golden. That would be so holy. Okay. Good night, you guys.
Good night, Frank.
We're going to try to work on that one, actually. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Since we're on humor, I got something I got to play.
Do you feel that your neighbors should pay for your overpriced, worthless college degree? Do you think some guns should be banned just because they look scary? Do you believe the phrase all lives matter is racist, but Black Lives Matter is social justice? Are fascist tactics acceptable when used for anti-fascist causes? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be one of the almost 50% of Americans suffering from a disease known as liberal progressivism. Recognizing the early warning signs is the key to recovery. A few of the early warning signs are feeling offended by 100-year-old statues, the desire to silence opposing opinions, and blindly following edicts without question. There is hope. A complete recovery may still be possible. A little pill called Liberty is the key to healing. Combine Liberty in a cocktail of common sense and personal responsibility, and liberal progressivism is reversible. Liberal progressivism is a serious disease and should be treated immediately. This message brought to you by the Founding Fathers in conjunction with the United States Constitution. The United States of America is the greatest country in the history of the world.
I thought you were leading to well, we have a free operation for you to remove the stick from your ass.
I like that. Might have to put that into the next one. Okay, so back to the serious conversation of why I think that lawyers are the problem. And it goes right back to what we said earlier, like how much more clear could shall not be infringed be, right? So Second Amendment, 1791, wow, math. 1791, Second Amendment, shall not be infringed, as clear as it could possibly be. It's the only gun law in our country until, what, 1923 or something like that? I don't remember. But at that point, the lawyers started getting involved. And then they made their case to the Supreme Court that, well, you know, rights, they can be infringed upon if the government has a compelling enough reason. Okay, what just happened was lawyers created loopholes. So that's one example. The other is lawyers that go in front of the judge and they say, you know, well, according to Smith versus Jones in 1923 or whatever, looking back at precedents, and they have that whole stare decisis thing that says, you know, let the precedent stand unless there's a, you know, really compelling reason to overturn it. I think that any case in court involving the rights of citizens of our country, all precedents should be set aside, not looked at yet. They should start by reading the Constitution itself and only the Constitution. And if for some reason there is a ambiguity, if there's anything that is not clear in the Constitution about said right that's being adjudicated, then they need to go to the state ratification hearings or conventions that were done to ratify the Constitution, because that is when our founding fathers actually put words and explained what the Constitution meant. And there were actually lots of examples given in these ratification debates of things that clarified some of that stuff. And then after the ratification, and that's like legally binding. If you you buy a new car and the sales guy says, hey, you buy a car and I'll give you free car washes for as long as you own the car. do you have standing to get free car washes for the rest of your life as long as you own that car? Well, you do in, well, if you have proof that that's what was said. And that's what the ratification debates are. They are proof of what was meant by the Constitution at the time that it was written.
Well, you know what? Constitution aside, I want to add in the transhuman theory in on this. Yeah, let's get to a conspiracy theory really quickly. So the secret courts, this is the theory, the secret courts are taking away our rights more and more and more because, technically speaking, we are no longer human. There's a large portion, I mean, there's a portion of all of us that is made of artificial elements, you know, nanoparticulates from the chemtrails, yada, yada, yada. The GMO foods, you know, you are what you eat. And now they want to stick us with these, they want to stick us with these gene altering mutagen shots that they want to pass off as vaccines. Technically, we're no longer original humans. So we have no rights according to the Constitution because we're not human.
I don't remember seeing the word human in the U.S. Constitution.
What's the word he used? Persons?
We the people.
People.
It states.
People.
So define people.
Hmm. Not transhuman.
Well, so, you know, you've got the whole inhumane treatment of animals. So if you can use the idea, if you can humanize an animal in order to give it legal protective rights, then you can certainly humanize the transhuman to give them their legal protections as well.
It would just be another fight. I'm not saying that could be done, but that's just a whole other fight, and that gives them so much more time for them to do anything else they need to do to prevent that.
Holy crap. We're running out of time already. My God.
Yeah, we got about 5 more minutes here.
I know. For a 2-hour show, that went really fast.
Time flies by when you're having fun.
Yeah. It was fun. Or is fun.
But yeah, so that I'm just saying, that's just one of these things that, you know, these politicians, these lawyers, they already think they are some sort of a chosen, you know, God's people, or just something above human, and they look at us like we're cattle.
Well, they certainly think.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm agreeing with you. They certainly think that they're above us. That's obvious.
Okay, we have Ken in Texas. Line one, really quick comment. Go ahead.
Yes, if we're no longer human or whatever, then they no longer have jurisdiction over us either.
Love that.
Just thought I'd throw that in. Have a great evening. Bye.
Great point. Thank you, Ken.
I'm a big believer in using their own language and arguments logic or lack thereof against them.
Yeah.
Let's use this whole, you know, it's LGBTQIAAMOUSE month. So, you know, the abortion debate, for decades now, we've been told that, well, you're a man, you're not allowed to have an opinion about abortion. Oh, wait, but last week you said I could identify as a woman. So, I get a voice now.
Let me double down on that. There's all this debate of, men, is it true that men can't get pregnant and men can't have babies? Men can't have abortions? No, that's not true. Men can get pregnant too.
According to their logic.
According to their logic. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, all of my firearms now identify as long distance hole punchers.
For my stash back in the States, I call them contract cancelers. yeah. So, yeah, and that's one thing. I wish the sovereign citizen, which you can't really have a sovereign citizen, but that the whole sovereign movement, I really wish that's something that could take hold. There were some people that have done it successfully, like Mike was telling me, you know, about who was a Grim Nasty, who recently passed, but he had, you know, sovereign ways where, you know, he got out of court stuff and got out of having to deal with the police. We need to start getting to that. We need our sovereignty back, because the New World Order and the Democrat state just wants to sell us off. We need our sovereignty back. We really do. We need to start fighting for it.
I agree. And just my opinion is that it's the U.S. Constitution that is our best weapon in that fight.
It's our best weapon, and we need to crack down on this corporate law. That's really the huge problem. This corporate law is creating loopholes with everything.
Right. But yes, the Constitution is the best weapon, but, you know, the way our government is structured, we need literally hundreds of constitutionally minded conservatives in leadership positions in Washington, D.C. that are willing to attack and take down the corrupt structures in place. We can't just elect a president and expect them to fix it. We need a veto-proof majority in both the House and the Senate, and a president would be nice. We need people in place that recognize that the, you know, Department of Education is unconstitutional, and it was deemed unconstitutional in the 1860s, but yet we allowed one to be made in the 1980s. Why? Get rid of it. We need, you know, people that recognize that the Federal Department of Transportation is unconstitutional and was deemed so, was vetoed by three different presidents before it was created, and get rid of it. And if not necessarily get rid of it, maybe just shrink it down to an advisory capacity.
Well, you know what? You're probably my newest favorite guy in radio. I'm glad. I'm doing my best to have you full-time recruited, because our network could use a little help. And we need someone definitely along the lines of, you know, you can have as many radical points as you want, so-called extreme radical, but you know you're a right-thinking constitutionalist, and that's what we need. We need more of these voices, and I'm going to spread these voices everywhere that I can once I find them. Thank you, Peter Serpin, for joining me on the National Intel Report. Yes, this has been a pleasure.
My pleasure as well. Visit my stuff at liberty-lighthouse.com. Where can we find you, V?
Right here on RBN. Don't worry about me. You guys go to Liberty Lighthouse and definitely buy some books. Buy the signed ones. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good night. And, yeah, talk to you next week. When he banned the schools and more things made in USA, it's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.